someone dear to you is in grave danger. To save them, you must leave this world and follow me into the kingdom of Papa Sangre. No time to lose.
Here you are in the land of the dead, the realm ruled by Papa Sangre. You're a brave soul, here to rescue a soul in peril, no? In this underworld, it is pitch dark. You cannot see a thing. You can't even see me, a fluttery, watery thing, here to help you. But you can listen and move. I will tell you how. First, you must learn how to walk in this body. Next, you must learn how to see with your ears. You will need these powers to save the soul in peril and make your way to the light. First, you must learn how to walk in this body. Walk with your thumbs and listen to your footsteps. Left, right, left.
I prefer to walk.
Channel check, everybody.
Oh, god dang it. Okay, left.
Left.
Right.
Right.
In case you have not noticed, this is a Let's Play and you're listening to it.
Yes, you appear to be listening to it.
Touch the bottom left-hand side of your screen now.
Yes.
Step. Touch the bottom right of your screen. Step.
I was going to say that I prefer walking with my feet, but apparently this game thinks otherwise. Welcome to Let's Play Papa Sangre, everyone, version 1.2. And I have his nudeness with me, and he will be following along on the path of utter doom and glory and what the hell.
On the bottom half of his chair.
And office chair. Okay, so since she
has his thumbs to walk on, I have my office chair.
Okay, good. So he walks on his office chair.
Yes, you are.
I ride on it, but whatever.
A little more.
You ride your office chair. I sit on my office chair. Oh, so he's following us with his office chair. Good.
Good. Now try to run. Run too fast and you will trip up.
Like that. Because we
Keep going. That sparky sound is the sound of the light, the exit. Walk towards it.
I will walk towards it. I will run towards it. We made it out alive. It was very challenging. The most challenging.
It was.
You will need to find the sound.
Yes,
of
it was. It was the most challenging thing I've ever done in my entire life. I walked
now,
with my thumbs.
You will learn to listen and to turn to face the sounds you hear.
Due to time limits, we also have to split these parts. I was hoping to do all of the tutorial in one file, however it took way too long, so this is not gonna happen. Please click the next part, because that is how Let's Plays tend
now
to keep people interested.
Slowly in a clockwise direction. Hear the world turn around you.
That means right around.
You spin my head right
around. The clock nearby. The wheel on the screen shows you how you turn.
Oh, by the way, if you think this is awesome, I would like to just tell you that this is, in fact, pre-rendered.
Hear how the world turns with your head.
Yes, this is pre-rendered.
When you are done, turn right round, and I will come and find
you. Whatever way you are about to hear, will not be.
See? It's totally moved around. So let's quickly turn.
Wee, wee, wee.
Whoa. That was weird. Does this make you dizzy?
Now turn to face me. Each full wipe of the screen. Kind of. If you follow the scent of
ah.
You will be able to find me.
The scent. The scent of my sound. Follow the scent of my sound. I smell sound in the air.
It's like people who can see sound. Well,
yes.
Now we can smell it too.
Well done.
Yeah.
And finally,
wait, how do you see sound?
How to collect the trail of music.
Are there people who claim that they see different colors and the ears?
Oh, synesthesia stuff. I see what you mean.
You must follow a trail of musical notes, and the first of them is here. Collect it by turning towards its sound and walking towards it.
Okay.
Another note.
Let's walk in towards it.
Collect it too.
It is at the exact
when
same
you have
position.
Both of them, the sound of the light appears.
Which is also at the very same position.
To exit the chamber.
Okay.
The chamber of note collected.
Super Egg Hunt.
Plus.
Now collect the next note, you will trip. Can you hear it?
She has the ability of using multiple voices at the same time. I want to do that.
Ditto.
Ah, no one warned me. Dude, I don't want to be eaten alive.
Now it's time to leave. Can you hear the exit? Walk through it.
I was about to say, no, I can't hear it. Oh, wait. Let's do something fun first. Right here. Leave me alone. Oh, wait. They screwed that up as well. Aw, man. It used to be all nice and 3D, but not anymore. 3D and freaky, both at the same time.
Well done. Your story starts here in the first palace of the Kingdom of Papa Sangre.
Good.
The Palace of Bones.
All right.
You have been summoned here to save the soul of someone who is dear to you. They are in grave danger.
Oh no.
The trail of musical notes leads you through the kingdom to Papa Sangre and the soul in peril. In every chamber, collect the musical notes and the sound of the light appears for you to exit onwards.
Very good, very good. We do this.
But beware. Here be monsters.
Here be monsters!
They will kill you if they catch you.
Zombie!
You will have to make your soul a new body.
Aw.
Enter the kennel.
I think I left my MP5 at home.
With a sleeping snuffle hog.
Damn.
If you ever need help, stand
all
still.
All I have is my trusty office chair. I wonder if that works.
Oh, it'll work. So, we shall see you when we start level 3.
And remember, Papa loves you.
Oh yes, he does.
You are at the entrance to the Palace of Bones. It is guarded by a hog. The hog is asleep in the kennel, next to a musical note. The hog will eat you if it catches you. If you trip and fall, the hog will wake and chase you.
How can he sleep with that thing beeping away?
I don't know. Welcome to level 3, if I didn't miscount. If I did, then I do terribly apologize. Alright, so he apparently is able to sleep right next to a note, and you know what? He'll be able to sleep with us stumbling right over him. Okay.
Careful, you're near the hog.
No, really? I didn't realize that.
You know? This level is actually quite easy.
No. No, it isn't. It really, really isn't. Hey, I wonder. So, does it say it again? No.
It does something else.
We died.
Careful, nearest.
I just realized that.
If it catches you, it eats you up. But
all right.
Your soul remains.
What I wanted to try, and basically, I just decided
that we need to involve my Android phone into this, and you will know how in just a moment.
Good. Do you have a death counter?
To the Palace of Bones. It is guarded by a hog. The hog is asleep in the kennel, next to a musical note.
Let's skip this thingy.
The hog will eat you if it catches you. If you trip
if we
and
could.
Fall, the hog
okay,
will wake and chase you.
All right. This is exactly what I want to try. So, let's trip and fall and make the hog run over here. Alright, so that was a bug. Whoa. Yeah, see, and that's what I mean. What the hell? See, why does it do that? All right, anyway. Let's see if my theory has been confirmed.
Now find the exit. Careful, you're near the hog.
No, I'm not, and my theory has just been confirmed. I'm definitely not. I'm definitely, exactly, I'm definitely nowhere near the hog. Here we go. Roar! I heard that.
That was easy.
Hell yeah!
Well done. It is difficult to see with your ears. You are learning quickly.
Yes, I think so. Made of
bones. Yeah, right.
A Snufflehog's chamber, scattered with squeaky.
I hear with my ears, though. Bones.
Step now you know I'm beginning to wonder you and chase where it, last it would be you. More interesting if people's positions of their eyes and ears would get swapped.
Whoa, they would see out the side of their heads and wow. This and much more in the next level.
This must be the guard room where the Snufflehawks rest. You must collect the notes and leave the room. The discarded finger bones which cover the floor make a loud noise when you walk on them. The noise will wake the hog. Run over the bones quickly and get to the other side. You can lose a hog there.
So, toys wake it up, but these notes don't. Good. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next level. Now, our objective has just been put into clear perspective. And which is cry like a little baby. Speaking of little babies,
you know what reminds me of
Super Egg Hunt, anyone? Oh wait, no, not Super Egg Hunt. The Great Toy Robbery. God dang it. Oh well.
Indeed.
Music.
You're safe.
Am I?
Now, how about you turn around? You test your other theory.
Exactly. Let's test my theory.
Now collect the next note.
Let's test my new theory. We cannot walk. What just happened? Did the game just crash?
It faded out. That's... Accounts button. That was quite elegant.
What is this?
New tweet button. Streaming.
How did that open?
You might have got a notification you tapped on it. I don't know.
But I would have heard the sound.
I hear the note equally in each ear.
Okay, so after that little bit of
walk forward
randomness,
to the edge of the bones. Listen again, then run.
All right. So let's try to again confirm our theory. I think I tried to do this before. Hog?
It appears they kind of changed this so it doesn't...
I'm walking on finger bones, he doesn't care.
He does now.
Well, I walked right into him, that's why.
You know what?
When you
what?
Move the loud bones, creep to safety.
Hell yeah!
To the last loud noise.
All right. Let's
this
try again.
Must be the guard room where the Snufflehawks rest.
Yup. Let's skip that. And now, finish the level. The game appears to be pretty laggy.
You're safe.
Now, note that. All these weird steps that sound like they're incredibly off sync. I am pressing in an actual rhythm. It's just my device totally not coping with it.
Now collect the next note.
Not only your device, according to a bunch of people.
Does it happen to you?
Ah! No, but it happens to a dude.
Oh, cool. It happens to a dude. Hey, dude. I'm glad you have the same issue as I do.
Good. Now head for the exit.
Oh, I went past it. Let's run through the exit. And yes, that was the intro sound.
Deja vu.
Exactly.
The hog charged you as you trod on something loud, like some
twice
crunchy
it did,
bones
yes.
from all the souls it's eaten before you.
And including me.
Guardroom. Now you must get past the hog patrol.
A hog on the move. And, you know what?
I have decided that every part, I will make my Android go.
That was easy.
Hell yeah. And you know what? You'll hear it again next episode, when we play the next level.
Collect the trail of musical notes, but a hog is patrolling the room from left to right in front of you. Don't get in his way or he will prove a hungry hog.
An ignorant hog as well, because I'm standing right here. He would know. Ooh. That's quite fast. If you compare it to the other versions. So, we could, in theory, just stand here and watch the hog go left, right, left, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left.
Quite a way to relax, actually.
I don't think this is a nice sound to relax to. So, we learn something new every day. Peter likes relaxing to weird pig noises. And a weird musical note in the background. Let's just go get it.
Weird hummy things.
Oh yeah, weird hummy things.
Now collect the next note.
Am I standing in his way? Whoa, that's pretty close. This is pretty awesome.
Is it just me or did it sound like the guy actually turned around?
I think so.
Wow.
That's a pretty impressive behind the
scenes. I gotta say, this is really impressive.
Indeed. We can do it! Screw you, hog! I'm faster. Would have been hilarious if he actually caught me this time. Ladies and gentlemen, level X has been completed.
Next, through the chamber of a mama hog. It's bedtime for her and her firstborn hog.
And the papa hog appears to be in the shower. That's what it sounded like. Alright, you shall see this and much more in the next episode.
The living quarters.
With a shower.
Mama hog and baby hog are asleep.
Papa hog is in the shower.
Creep around them to collect all the notes. But beware the noisy strip of toys and bones near the exit. They will wake the hogs up.
Deja vu. Alright. I kind of want to invade this guy in the shower. But it appears as though I can't. Because it's part of the static ambience. That's just too bad.
Unfortunately, there doesn't make a difference if the mama or the baby kills you.
Yeah,
it's kind of unfortunate, actually.
It sounds exactly the same. I wonder. I want to give this a try. Let's see if I can do this. I wonder if I trip, if both will come out at me. Come on, trip! What the?
I think they did. Yes.
They did. Nice.
Oh, wow, and the baby actually has different sounds now.
True. And you just noticed the audio. You just witnessed the audio glitch that I really don't like. Alright, anyway. Let's go pick this up. Like a good stand-up citizen. And now, we leave this shower room. I think you're about to witness the audio glitch again. Okay, you didn't. Too bad. I will leave you and your shower. kind of broke.
Now to the charnel pit, a chamber full of half-eaten guts and the bones of long-dead souls.
Ew.
The Trail of Notes exits the Palace of Bones here, onwards to Papa Sangre. But here is a lost soul. A baby. A special tea time treat for a baby hog.
A baby that eats babies. That and more the next part.
Indeed so. Will we be good, or will we be bad? You will find out.
The good, the bad, and the baby.
The good, the bad, and the baby. Alright. We shall see you then.
Is this what they are guarding? The notes sit on three noisy pits of guts. They will wake the hog and he will charge. At the exit, a bell rings for you to answer.
Hello?
A baby screams and cries. Is it the soul you have come to save?
Hell no!
The hogs will hear you both. But otherwise, you abandon it to its death.
I never heard the word abandon. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Amandination of... Wait, what?
This is a good moment to, by the way, make a decision. Do we save everyone? No one?
Or partially?
Or half of them? I think we should save no one.
I think we should save no one.
Turn around slowly.
But then again,
you can hear the note in each
does
ear.
It make a difference? Because...
Walk towards it.
Papa loves
Maybe it
you.
Does. Who knows?
All right. So, what do we do? Do we save no one? We save no one. Good! That is what I would do. I mean, everyone would be way too heavy. Plus, they would disappear in the next level anyway. And we don't care for disappearing saviors. Therefore, we shall not. I was about to say, where the hell did the note go?
Now collect the next note.
Alright. After walking through the pile of mud... Oh, God. Audio glitch! Oh! Well...
Spectacular!
So much for showing off the audio glitch yet again.
That is a hog eating your body up.
No, really! Another.
Oh, it locked again.
Oh, man. Unlock it. Let's retry.
Is this what they're...
Yep, this is what they're... Alright, now let's continue and try this again.
Now collect the next
Whee!
Note.
Audio glitch. Audio glitch. Oh, crap. Audio glitch.
Now, where's the baby?
Audio glitch.
That was easy.
Oh, yeah.
We should give the baby my phone.
Yeah. Wait, no, but there, shouldn't we, but there's like an old man, well, he's blind, so he could make use of talkback, but he farts too much, so, what else, who else would be there, well, the siren,
the girl,
oh yeah, the girl,
and
yeah,
ghost person,
yeah, the siren thing, well, I think the girl would have the most out of the phone. She could play Temple Run all day.
Yeah, Temple Run or Angry Birds.
Or Lane Splitter. More of this and much more in the next episode. Peter, your cue.
Oh.
That was easy.
But, well, I did it once.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. Well, remember, Papa loves you.
I think.
In front of you, through reeds and water, is an island.
Through?
The slasher bird nests there. If you step too long on the island, it will swoop and peck you through your skull.
Well, then you gotta make short steps.
Musical notes are in the water. Collect the notes and escape in the hot air balloon.
Who put that there? Oh, Papa. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the island. Dead Island. I think it's quite appropriate. So, what are we here to do? I totally forgot the objective.
The same thing as always, trying to take over the world.
Same procedure every... Oh, frick.
Good. Now find the next note.
I've just realized, by the way, that, Papa, or more like Papa, is, basically bye-bye in Polish. And...
Oh.
That is kind of amusing.
Doesn't he speak Spanish, though?
Good.
Yeah,
now take
does.
The exit.
I think we're pretty screwed if we make a mistake now. You know what I want to do?
Show that cute birdie nice.
Indeed. Now watch.
Okay, you can stop now.
See? It's just way too cute. I gotta admit, these water noises are kind of cool.
You should trip.
Alright. That was totally...
But not here.
Oh, good lord.
Gee, that was a good idea.
Must have chosen the longest way, too. What the hell? See, that was the frickin' audio glitch. Alright, so let's... Oh, whoa.
Gee! You're going to get yourself killed this way.
I actually just wanted to trip. Where's he going?
Oh, well.
Where's he going? Where's he going? Where's he going? Dude, what's that? It's like a New Year's party over there?
No. Someone is having fun with the DVD player downstairs, I believe.
So where the hell is he going? Oh, I think he's coming for me. I think that's not good. I kind of want to trip, but this stupid thing... Oh, hell.
I think it's time to leave.
Yeah, we will have water later. That was freaking close, if I have to say so myself.
Whoa!
Whee!
Whee! Oh my god.
Breathe. Uh-oh. Oh my god. Ooh.
Up and away.
Hell yeah.
Hot air balloon plummeting into a nearby cornfield. It's time to meet.
The farmer won't be happy I did that. So, how does the farmer feel about me plummeting into his cornfield? Find out in the next episode.
It's going to be popcorn.
There's something in this field more dangerous than a hog.
It's me!
A giggling, grinning reaper.
Oh, wait, it's an audio editing program!
Still, as quiet as you can, it'll come and get you. Ready to run.
This thing sounds like it's small and fat. I mean, just listen.
It has knives.
That's not point of the part. I meant part of the point. Apparently, in this cornfield, running conditions have changed. You know what? I'm tempted to just kind of stand here for a little while. Let's enjoy the scenery. Let's enjoy the scenery.
There's a dude in front of you who's about to kill you.
That was perfect timing.
Ow.
You cannot. That was very bloody.
Listen, and you know what else? While you run.
That was easy.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's something in this field more dangerous than
click,
a
click, click, come on, come on, come on.
Giggling, grinning.
There we go.
It's a giggling, grinning click.
It's a giggling, grinning. Wait. Did we just totally start off where we died?
I don't think so.
Whoa. Hey, don't get that close, buddy. I mean, I'm all for... You know, I don't know. Just, no. Forget it. I don't like people with knives that giggle like that. Apparently... Wait, what? I don't know. Anyways! Your cue.
That was easy.
Let's read a Muse magazine while we're in this thingy. Uh oh.
Can anyone tell me where that airplane is coming from?
I have no idea.
Well done.
And why?
Up in the air and to an open wasteland. The perfect spot for a home run.
Okay, anyway.
It's a race between you and two reapers. A circle of notes leads you to the exit. Get there first.
To be quite honest, I think there are more coming for me than the notes. Wait. One of them has two voices. Just wow. Just like the...
No comment.
No comment indeed. No one ever managed that. See, this glitch is totally making me trip. So by now we have picked up a complete orchestra.
I don't want to move.
And we're done.
Home run!
Holy shit, dude, that scared me.
That was easy.
Yes, it was. But he's right. Home run!
Yeah!
Well done. And your prize? A warm welcome into quicksand.
Well,
a bubbling swamp of festering insects.
Swamp!
It's a swamp! Like
it's a bubbling swamp.
Swamp.
So we're going to be shooting at zombies in a first-person perspective in the next episode. And I hope y'all got that reference.
A reaper giggles beside two pits of quicksand in which lie the notes. In the quicksand, you have to move slowly or you will stumble and fall.
I love the slurping sounds the quicksand makes, and hello everyone.
Hello everyone, and welcome to quicksand. No, 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 wait! Welcome to swamp! But this is not...
How do you spell that?
S-W-A... Yeah, like that. So, let's go. We don't have steps. Wow. God dang it. You know, moving through quicksand is much more... hard than you might think. God dang it, I think we're screwed.
We get more very fitting background music from downstairs.
Awesome! Ole, 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 ole. Ow. I think this is what's gonna get me killed. What the hell are they watching?
I don't know.
Go and ask.
Anyway.
Yoru!
That was easy.
Indeed it was. Watch out, the tree!
Hello?
Excellent. The final challenge of the Palace of Reeds. The River of the Kingdom winds past three hills and another lost soul in torment.
It winds.
Are you here for me?
No, I'm not.
Here, by the river's edge.
I don't care.
Don't let your pity trip you up.
Indeed. So.
The Blind Man's Bluff. Coming out next. I hope anyone got the reference.
Yeah.
Through this place, left to right ahead of you. The slasher bird flies back and forth above the river. The trail of notes follows the riverbank. Here an old man pleads for help.
Hello? Anyone there?
He'll be troubled to rescue. More trouble than it's worth.
Yes, exactly. Guten Morgen! Oh wait, I don't think that's the right of time of day. Oh shit.
That was freaking perfect. Alright, Guten Morgen.
You know, you realize that now for the next part you're going to have to say good morning in Polish and
oh god, what is good morning in Polish?
I'll tell you in the segue.
Okay, in the segue. Alright, let's go.
That was a cool thunder sound effect.
Ow, yeah, it actually was, and I fell. I will be able to demonstrate the drowning sound effect. Like I have meant to do.
You know, I wonder why the bird didn't kill the man outright. I mean,
you're right! Why is it killing us? Yeah, that's weird.
I guess he's too old and he tasted like a old
like old human. Fart.
Oh no.
That was good, I know. Alright, let's trip up. That was pretty cool. Ow.
You should muffle the sounds when you do that.
Actually, you're right, it should. I want to listen to his rambling. Oh crap. Yeah, that's me.
A bird.
Come to me, baby!
No! That sounds wrong!
Ew! Oh my god, no! No. You're right, I won't mind you. Aw. Until I have none left.
That there is something else which is a little bit out of place. So, in the first level, the last exit is a phone, and it rings, okay? The next exits are also phones, but they don't ring anymore.
You're right! You're right, this... Hello?
Hello. I'd rather rescue those flies than you.
Yeah. Yo, mama. Oh, hello, Mr. Broken Cable.
We're not rescuing you.
I'm here, by the river's edge.
I know.
Because if we did rescue, you would fart in our face. Yes, you will. Please, let's not get into those again.
Oh god, no. You know what? This is what you deserve. Yes. Yes. Uh oh. Well, I'm gonna save my own ass. Shit! No! You got me killed in the end, old man.
And fall, the slasher bird swoops to peck your skull clean.
Oh, that was priceless. Okay.
So apparently, we don't taste like old fart.
The river runs through this place, left to right so, ahead of you.
Dude, is hello. Yeah, me. No. God dang it!
You fail at life and put my sound away, apparently.
I know. I am just as blind, I'm not as old, but I'm agile. I mean, I fall every 5 seconds, but I'm still agile. See, I can roll. Ow. And I can fall, too. Why do they make you swim across first, pick up a note, then swim you back? Yeah, I won't mind you. I already told you that.
And out we go.
I think we need to make a little detour. Because the bird is right there. Alright, now we can go. Let's take steps after steps after steps. Hell yeah! Why don't you just say towards me?
To enter the Palace of Brass, follow the pathway of pain. On the straight and narrow, the floor is wooden, but cut across with strips of noisy solid metal. A hawk sleeps on the path. Find the notes humming in the darkness.
Dzień dobry!
Oh boy.
And
the nose are really humming.
Welcome Ski to Ski, the new Ski episode Ski. Something.
Yep, ski.
Okay.
Scan left and right to find the humming notes.
This is not a musical note.
Where are the scan buttons?
The scan buttons. Let's go. Under this is Papa's cable connection. Why did I totally just walk across?
I wonder what provider.
There's another note ahead of you.
He's using
BT or Virgin or whatever else they have in the UK.
Oh yeah, open world.
There's another note ahead of you.
I'm totally making this thing go nuts. Yay, audio glitches.
By the way, dude, as like go nuts, it's pretty much the slogan of Snickers, so apparently...
Seriously?
Yeah, in English it is.
Go nuts. That is pretty cool. I approve of that.
Yep.
Hey, you know what I remember doing a lot?
You know what I'm going to do now?
That was easy.
See how it didn't care? Let's backtrack. Pointlessly backtrack.
I have a feeling that this is going to end in a bad way.
I'm pretty sure. But hey, it started Polish, so... Hey, did you notice how this light sound is not getting any quieter?
I think you're right, yeah.
Alright, we need to actually go here, so we have a chance. And now, run like the wind. See how it's almost... See, now it's getting louder. It has an incredible sound range. Anyway, oops. Yay! That failed?
That was easy.
Well done. The chessboard awaits, checkered with squares of silent wood and loud metal.
Alright. So,
you know what we just went through?
What?
We just went through a tube.
Oh yeah, tube. I hope anyone got that reference. So more foreign language intros in the next episode. And remember, Papa loves you.
Papa's giant chessboard. The silent squares are wood, and the noisy squares are metal. If you step on wood, you can lose the hog. He won't hear your steps.
Konnichiwa, Papa's giant chessboard of death, sir. And I'm not talking like that anymore.
Like that anymore. Okay, so, welcome. We're going to be playing chess, and the first move I'm going to do is move some random figure to A3.
Run to a silent square. Creep to lose the hog and plot your next move towards the notes.
They make it sound all strategic. It is not. What you do is... run for your life!
Oh no, zombies.
All right, let's go. I totally stepped on something loud and he didn't give a crap.
Shows how well Papa trains his stuff.
I don't want to know how he trains his stuff. Oh crap. I'm screwed. Yay, audio glitch. Those are not musical notes, by the way.
Not really, no. And they don't hum.
You're right. Oh, good lord. Oh, good lord! No!
Oh.
No!
Holy shit.
Wow, that was close. Alrighties.
That was easy.
Hell yeah.
Feeling chicken? You should.
I'm not. There's no chicken here.
Feeding time in the Palace of Brass. A cage of fowl you can release as a snack to distract the hungry hogs.
Hey, to those who have listened to my previous audio booths, you know what's coming.
Wing!
Alright.
Wing.
Now. Chicken! And more chicken.
Chicken's ink. Oops.
Chicken's ink? In the next episode. See ya then.
A floor entirely in brass. Two hogs. Some chickens in a cage. Run to release them. The hogs will feast on them. Collect the notes and escape before the chickens are eaten up.
Dobre utra, and welcome to yet another episode of Let's Play Papa Sangre.
It's time to give the hogs a feeding that is deserved by a czar.
Da. Let's go.
That failed rather spectacularly.
Yes, it rather failed spectacularly. Spectacularski. Where the hell is this note? It's right there. Let's go pick this up. like a good Russian citizen. What the hell? You got to be kidding. I never failed this bad at this level.
Oh no, we have a wormhole.
We have a what?
We have a wormhole.
Oh, wormhole.
Yes.
That is not good.
Yet, it is not.
Yet. So let's quickly finish the level. The level.
It's ready. It's. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, we are.
I know. Yeah. We know what's gonna. Oh, God. You might know what's coming.
You serve them well. Now travel the south road. Its musical steps mostly soothe the hogs. But some crash so loud, the evil pigs will hate you for stepping on them.
Bad next piggies, I will hope.
Next.
I wonder if anyone got that reference.
Oh no. Well, chickens and menus and pizza in the next episode. And you might be able to figure out what's gonna happen.
You forgot that the game now crashes.
You're at the bottom of an enormous xylophone. Oh. And play it as you move. Some steps please the hogs, but beware those which crash like cymbals.
Buongiorno, and welcome to a let's play of Zero Saito. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that is completely correct. And no chicken!
They ate it all. No!
They ate it all.
Now the question is, where is Leon going to get all of his chickens?
That is a good question. We killed them all.
No, the hogs did.
Oh, you're right. Damn it. But we made him.
I guess.
So we make music. This is how modern music sounds like. Oh, good lord. Crap. No. Modern music for the win. We're almost done.
Gotta say, this is one of my favorite levels.
Yes, it is. I do have to say that that was quite close indeed.
And...
oh. Up into the pipe we go.
Time to blast him.
Well done. It is difficult to see with your ears. You are learning quickly.
Didn't you say that already? Chamber. I thought you said that already. Alrighty.
So.
We shall see you.
I believe this is when we get to not rescue children. In
no, no, we not yet. We don't rescue, but this is not the right level yet.
Oh.
So, no rescuing children in the next episode.
Stay on the narrow path, or the hog will come for you. The path twists and turns, but I will be there to guide you. Follow me in the darkness. Of course you can trust me. I only speak what Papa Sangre says.
Do you really?
San, what the fuck? No, Cao, Han? What the fuck? I can't speak Chinese. Okay, so, fail. Fuck. So, stupid sensors. Anyway, we need to run straight ahead. This is fun. And that is fun too.
You must trust what I tell you.
Must I? Okay then.
Stay on the narrow path, or the hob will come for you. The path.
All right, let's do it. Let's trust her. Good.
This is the safe path. Walk towards me. Walk towards me.
I'm doing.
This is the way. This is the way.
To die, you mean?
Come here. Come here. Come here. Follow my voice. Follow my
the voice.
The
oh,
voice.
I see.
I'm over here. Come this way.
Very challenging.
Come this.
These files have really weird inflection.
Find your way to me here.
No way.
Find your way to me here.
Oh wow, it actually worked.
We took a shortcut!
That was easy.
Hell yeah!
The last chamber of the Palace of Brass, a bridge of despair leading to a ringing bell to exit. But on the bridge, you will find a little girl lost. What to do?
She's probably not little anymore and probably has a boyfriend by now, so he can come and rescue her. We don't have to do this for him.
And I think I'm going to be singing on the next part, so that might not work out.
Oh, yay! So him singing and little girl not rescuing in the next part.
It's a narrow wooden bridge with some loud metal strips. There's a hog and a little girl.
Someone, please come and find me.
Save her or leave her. But if you carry her too close to the hog, she will scream. And there is nowhere to run.
Sabach el hail! Allah's Papa Sangre! Wait.
Hair, but okay.
And, you know, it's kind of funny that I actually said Allah after that. And it's also funny that we're doing this on a clearly Christian holiday. And I was not trying to offend anyone. I were here, we're in the sky.
So.
But anyway, as I promised,
we have a very British girl right there waiting for us.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, I just think that you will die.
That was very, very poetic.
Very.
So, welcome to poetic stuff. She doesn't want this dream. Shit! No! No! No!
Now she's going to have nightmares. She's seeing a blind dude.
That is a hog eating your body up. I would.
I think she'd rather laugh.
Ha ha ha.
It's a narrow wooden bridge with some loud metal sticks.
So try saying it again.
No, I'm not. Oh, at least that's unfixed.
Hey, what the hell? Oh, that is unfair.
That is a hog eating your body up. I will give you another.
This is not very Christian of you. What were you gonna say?
Bridge with some loud metal.
Oh.
1 billion rising.
What?
I wonder if any of them got that reference.
I didn't.
I'll explain in a bit.
Oh crap. Hey, come on! Oh, really? Okay. I feel like a lube.
That is a
lube now. feel like a noob now.
Do I smell a newbie?
Do I smell a newbie?
It's a narrow wooden bridge.
Alright, this is what we'll do. Wait. Finally.
That was.
Let's listen to her for a little. I found you.
Oh, you want your money?
I want my money. You know what that reminded me of?
Give me $20!
Yeah, that too, but I was thinking more something like, this is fucking awesome.
Oh yeah!
I don't either. In the dock!
What's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? Is it a monster?
Let's see what she says.
Mommy, I
want
to
wake up. I don't like this dream.
Help!
Is that
somebody? Can hear you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a hog. Aww.
That was very unnatural sounding.
Yeah.
Are you my mommy?
Yeah, I'm a mommy. I'm totally female.
We're not going to change who's your daddy into who's your mommy.
Oh, God, no. Who's your...
Is that somebody? Can hear you?
What?
You're bad.
Yep. I am a dragon. Shut up. I can.
If you were a princess member, I wouldn't have left you.
Yeah, probably.
Heart, heart. A strong mind bends to rescue only the one you love. But I like the girl. Perhaps I'll save her yet. No, across the ice lakes and crystal cathedrals to the Palace of Glass. You're almost with Papa.
I don't want to be with Papa. How will that look in my Facebook relationship status?
That was easy.
Alright, so, a lot of ice cream in the next episode. Epic music.
Outside, the trail continues through snow, frozen rivers. The ice is noisy. Release the chickens. To attract the hog, so you can cross the ice to the notes.
Crossroads.
Doonatum! And welcome to Icy Lakes.
Opa-papa style!
Oh yeah, Opa-papa style! Let's release this thing. No, no, no! I don't wanna die!
Wow, you tripped into the chicken cage.
No!
That was easy.
Oh, no.
The hog pawned you. Again.
The hog certainly...
P-W-N-E-D.
Yes, he certainly P-W-N-E-D me. Epic music again.
Outside, the trail
continues. It was after the war
snow.
That I had noticed. What I was missing.
Frozen rivers.
It was my AK-47 that had been randomly splattered around the level. I don't know how it happened.
To attract the
something
hog,
just totally owned
so
it.
Can cross the ice
it pwned
the
it. It wasn't in peace. What the hell? Okay. Now. On edge! Why do they make you go across the ice to help you in something that... Oh, this is terrible.
That was easy.
The hawk pawned you.
You gotta take it slow, man.
I certainly do.
song, go with the flow, just take it freaking slow.
Outside.
Go with the flow, take it slow, mo, yo.
I thought you were going to say mofo.
Yeah, mofo. Shit. I'm dead. You're dead. The zombie had me! No!
I wonder if anyone got it.
Again.
Man, this is hard.
Quite.
Let's give this another try. No, I'm fucked. No. What?
Walk slowly.
Wait. He doesn't care.
Yeah, well, if you don't trip, then he doesn't know.
Shit. You're right.
Go and get that cane.
No! Ah, seriously? Oh, man. How am I supposed to do this if I keep tripping? Papa, you don't love me, do you?
Out.
Well, he gives you unlimited continues. I guess he kinda does.
Let's try it this way.
That will never work.
1 foot movement. This will work. It actually does work. This is cool. So,
well, that was scary.
Carry on, the snow is safe.
So why did you say careful?
Because I think I'm pretty screwed. Where's the chicken?
Whoa.
That was epic.
That was easy.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow, I can hear the dragon app squire.
You're right.
Next in this palace of glass is Papa's petting zoo. A field of ice and snow with an appalling menagerie.
That is terrible.
Very, very children friendly.
Indeed,
I wonder if the girl was here.
So in the next episode, more petting.
Yay.
A zoo? This zoo is snowed over. There are two awful things behind you. A snuffle hog and a giggling reaper. You wish they were in a cage. A strip of ice in front of you runs from left to right. Stepping on it will make the hog charge.
Deepon Chow, welcome to Let's Play Papa Sangre. I hope you set your volume right. Okay.
So we gotta move because the stupid.
That's
now, as I remember, right, this level doesn't even have any ice.
Unless they fixed it now.
They might have. Oh god.
They did say they improved levels in case of user suggestions, so. But
well,
apparently.
They didn't
this
care.
This is not one of them.
Unless. Oh shit. Well, that was easy. That apparently was not very slippery ice. The Dragon Apps Choir.
See, the dragons are with us, see?
Yeah, the dragons are with us. Peter, your cue.
You survived the glass menagerie. Now here is a cathedral. A ruined vault with noisy broken glass.
Hell yeah.
Smart chandeliers littering the floor.
Now will be the hardest level. As I remember. And
oh yeah,
the hardest level coming up in the next episode.
A hawk roams the glass cathedral. Scattered across the floor is broken glass from 3 smashed chandeliers. You must walk slowly. 3 cages of chickens may feed the hog.
Subhacha! And welcome to this version. No, this episode of Let's Play Papa Sangre.
Wow.
Very energetic. Ow. Uh-oh. Whoa! I did it! I didn't pick it up, though.
Feed the hogs chicken meat, not your flesh.
Yeah, I tried.
You mean Adobe Flash?
Adobe Flash. The glass Adobe Flash?
Scattered across the floor is broken glass from 3 smashed...
Let's give this a go.
I know Polish people who pronounce it like that.
Flesh? Yeah, Germans do too. Ow.
If they don't know how to do it slowly, do you?
I did it. Now we gotta wait for them to eat this. And then we'll release the next one. I was about to say, why won't it switch out of run mode? Here we go. All right, let's do it. Wait, I can do it. God dang it. I need to do it. I did it. Sweet.
Yay.
That was easy.
Hell yeah. Next will be a huge, what is it called?
Congratulations. You're nearly at the gates of the palace of Papa Sangre.
What is it? What do you call this?
Thinking of entrance gateway.
No. Like a freaking sneaky advertisement.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm talking about a blizzard.
Oh.
So Blizzard and World of Warcraft in the next episode.
A herd of hawks are trotting fast through the icy wind. Listen hard for the notes. And escape.
I'm listening so hard.
Kilmera, welcome to Let's Play Papa Sangre, and this is Blizzard Challenge 2014, where Texas Peach engines compete against each other, and most likely I wanna win for the 5,000th time. They usually do.
My clan has joined.
There is Warcraft and Starcraft and other craft going on.
You must construct additional pylons.
There's your intro music for this episode.
Hell yeah.
Oh, this one sounds like a dog.
Oh my god. This is epic. Wow, that was...
That was easy.
Ooh, yeah. Fit through there, you!
You would see the hall of Papa Sangre from here, if you were not blinded by darkness, on the other side of the vast ice lake, where a siren sings to you, pleading to be rescued.
Ah. So.
I wonder if that siren's with a P. Because if it is, then it's a shape-shifting evil thingy.
I know. So, sirens in the next episode.
Next to you, chickens. Ahead of you, a vast ice lake. The thinner ice in the distance is noisy. There on the thin ice lies the notes. And the lost soul of a beautiful siren. But she will slow you into the jaws of the hog. If you rescue her, no good can come of it.
You Rickert, and welcome to Let's Play Papa Sangre. Ow. So, welcome to Let's Play Papa Sangre, and I need to adjust my microphone after I'm done with this recording.
Release the chickens, race to the note, and come back.
Okay.
There will be more chicken bait.
Do it. Uh-oh. No!
Do you think your match is too low for a moment?
You?
Yes?
In which case, I'll BRB, going to make use of the line break. If you know HTML, you will know where I'm going.
Yes.
Next to you, chickens.
Oh, hey, that is a little bit buggy.
Ice lake. The thinner ice in the distance.
The chickens like to spawn in the menu.
There on the thin ice lies the notes. And the lost soul of a beautiful siren. But she will slow you into the jaws of the hog.
That is terrible.
If you rescue her, no good can come of it.
Terrible, terrible things. That is even more terrible. No! I think the game just crashed. It certainly did.
Next to you, chickens.
We got this.
Ahead of you, a vast ice lake.
We got this.
The thinner ice in the distance is noisy.
We got this.
There on the thin ice lies the notes.
We got this.
And the lost soul of a beautiful siren.
We got this.
You died again, Chewie.
The game crashed.
Into the jaws of the hog. Oh. If you rescue her, no good can come of it.
Hell no. So, let's do it. We gotta go. Here. Yeah. Hapachi!
Wow.
That was another sneak advertisement for a program that allows you to play games over the internet without... without opening ports.
Of course, I didn't pay attention.
Hamachi.
Oh.
Now we will be able to finish it. And? Oh, not even yet. Now though. I almost picked you up. That would have been horrible. I would have had to get myself killed.
That was easy.
It's later than you think.
You're right, what's the time?
In the palace of Papa Sangre.
8 minutes past eight.
Whoa, already? Wow.
You are brave soul.
Yes!
Here, inside my palace.
Exactly! Ooh yeah! More Papa Sangre in the next episode!
Listen carefully for the fate bell. It peals the sound of the light. Walk into it and ring. It vanishes and reappears.
But there are birds in the sound.
Yeah, you're right, there are birds in the sound.
Ring three times to open the door to the light. But beware the fake bells. They bring Papa to your side and he'll tape you. And nail you.
Ew!
And burn you to hell.
We'll have to show that.
I want to do this now.
So here, welcome to Let's Play Papa Sangre.
Let's do it. Let's get owned. Hello? Hello?
Wow. Not exactly what we had in mind when we said, let's get owned. Whoa.
Whoa.
Is that like a new death scene? No.
I think the game quite successfully crashed.
Listen, cut.
Alright. Let's try to get owned again.
We found another bug! You know what?
What?
Where is the damn thing?
I don't know.
That was easy.
Why?
Maybe you gotta hit one of the right ones first.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. So now we have to wait for this thing to crash.
So the first rule of beta testing.
Test the game.
To check every possibility. That also includes losing.
Indeed. Oh, there's another fake bell. Let's run into that one. Whoa! Okay. Right here. Are you serious?
You will get fast forward. We will have to endure restarting the game once again. Okay, try getting killed now.
But they didn't change, they're still the same ones.
Yeah, but I think it might work now.
Let's try once this weird sound file stops playing.
Ah, you're kidding!
Let's make it go quick.
I'll just tell you though, this is what's supposed to happen.
Just wow. Wow. One more. Here we go! Finishing the game!
It was a beautiful day out on the 31st of March 2013, when all of us got together, sat outside, and played war games all day long. So in the next episode, and then the last episode, you will hear how we finish the game. Stay tuned.
You rang the fate bell. Felicitaciones, amigo. So, here is your fate, for you to decide. But I saved the little girl too, to make it interesting. Two exits. The door on the left leads out back to the light, the land of the living. The door on the right leads back into my kingdom of the dead, a lost soul forevermore. Which door will you take for yourself? But the little girl, she takes the other door. It's always up to you. Sueña bien, amigos. Remember, Papa loves you. Make your choice.
Buenos días, compañeros. This is where we will have to choose, good or bad. We saved no one.
Choose your destiny.
We saved no one. That means we only cared about ourselves. This
choose
is what we'll
yourself.
Do.
You wave. Bye bye. It's up to you to the little girl.
He also, like the flattery order thing, has two voices. 3, 2, 1.
It is so cheap.
Yeah. All over. Well, let's head out for a nice cup of coffee. Ah, day is good.
Watch where you're going, man.
Wait. That is a bug!
The music really suits it.
That is a bug! It just totally played the wrong ending. Okay, so that's some awesome testing right there. Wow. Alright, so since this was the wrong ending, this was supposed to be the door for the dead, as you might have realized that we died. We gotta choose the other door now. Oh my god. That is embarrassing. Here we go.
You rang the fate bell.
Choose for yourself. You wave. Bye bye.
Leads you to the girl. To the right leads you to the dead.
Wait a minute.
Maybe it was the right name.
But why did we die?
So, is that how Papa messes with your mind?
That is weird.
Maybe that's the point.
Well, we'll get hung up on.
I think we know what's all going to happen next.
Let's watch the car!
So, We have learned one thing during this entire thing.
Which would be?
That Papa
loves you.
Is messing with your mind. And he's lying.
Yes, he is lying.
The doors are goddamn reversed.
You're right. Well, Papa doesn't love you in the end. And, yeah. Thanks for staying with us through this crazy review. And, stay tuned for the best behind-the-scene moments. And always remember,
Papa loves you.